First thing we hear in this arrangement is an intro based around the verse. And here's the first phrase we'll look at. So these are all the fourth, third, and second strings of the guitar. We call these inside chords because we're playing the chord inside the width of the strings. We're not using the sixth or the first string. So I'm starting off with this shape. This is an F chord shape in the third fret. So finger one is on the second string, third fret. Finger two is on the third string, fourth. And then finger three is on the fourth string, fifth. With a picking hand, I'll play just those three strings using my thumb, index, and middle. We'll play this twice, and then we slide up to this. So what happens, the third finger moved up to the fourth string, ninth fret. Finger one is on the third string, seventh. Finger two is on the second string, eighth. This is a G chord as well. The first chord was a G chord, and I moved it to this. It's a G chord as well. It's just a different inversion. The next we have this. So this is finger three flattening out to play the fourth, third, and second strings, seventh fret. This is a D chord. I'll play just those three strings, then move it down two frets to the fifth fret. Play that. That's a C chord. And then from there, I go to a B minor. And this is an A minor shape up two frets, which means finger one is on the second string, third fret. Finger two is on the fourth string, fourth fret. Finger three is on the third string, fourth fret. And once again, I play just those three strings. So that's the first two measures. Here they are again. A G on the third fret, up to the eighth, bar seven, five, A minor shape up two frets, and that's a B minor. Now let's take a look at the next two measures.